Are you curious about resistance training, or maybe it's something you've dabbled with but never really got consistent with? Well, today it's all about the joys of resistance training, my personal favorite type of workout and something that will honestly change the way you feel about fitness and about your body forever. There is just something so magical about the way you feel when you start to add resistance training into your routine. So let's get into all things resistance and let's get you ready to add this wonderful type of exercise into your life. Welcome to the Busy Woman's Guide to Fitness and Wellness, a space where we celebrate you exactly as you are right now, while also looking at realistic and achievable ways that you can increase your fitness, improve your nutrition, and bring more wellness into your busy schedule. We tackle a whole range of subjects from diet culture and healthy weight loss, right through to how to stay motivated, reduce stress, balance fitness and life, and ways to get the most out of your fitness routine. This is your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation, perfect if you're a busy woman who sometimes struggles to find time for yourself and who would love to develop a positive mindset and a consistent fitness and wellness routine. I'm Alex, your host, women's fitness and wellness coach, founder of ChickFit, mum of two, lover of chocolate, wine, and exercise, and believer that we can all find balance in our busy lives. Well, hello there, and welcome back to the Busy Woman's Guide to Fitness and Wellness. And this week, I'm talking about one of my very, very favorite things. It is something I mentioned quite a lot, but I realized that I hadn't done a full episode on this for a really, really long time. So I thought it was about time that we revisited this one, gave it the airtime it absolutely deserves. And that thing is resistance training, or strength training, if you prefer. Now, it does feel to me like it's kind of flavor of the month right now. I've seen a really big drive to show women in particular that lifting weights and adding resistance training is really, really important. But of course, I also know that our worldview is often colored by what we see on social media. And because social media knows I'm interested in that stuff, it shows me a lot of it, which makes me feel like, oh, we all know by now. Everybody knows that it's important. Everybody knows how to do it. But I know that that probably isn't actually the case. So I'm going to keep talking about it until I've shown each and every one of you what a valuable, amazing gift it is to yourself to start resistance training. And actually, I was speaking to a client recently who mentioned a couple of friends of hers that had been going to this fitness class for ages that was really cardio focused. The trainer had recently decided to change it up to more of a weights-based class, but these friends wanted to go back to the cardio focused class because they really believed that cardio would equal better results and that they needed to do more cardio and they didn't really want to do weights at all. Now, obviously, this client of mine is into resistance training. She loves it, as all of my members do. Like, once they get into it and they start doing it, they're like, oh my God, where has this been my whole life? I love it. And so they like literally go out into the world and evangelize about strength training. And obviously she was trying to say to her friends, you should do it. It's going to be amazing. You'll really love it. They weren't totally convinced, but just goes to show that we are still not quite there. And actually, I also had a conversation with somebody about post-baby weight loss recently, and she was really keen to get back to the cardio. She was like, oh, you know, can't wait till I'm ready to get back to cardio, go running, do all those things. I can lose the baby weight, get back to where I was before. And she was actually really surprised when I talked to her about resistance training. I was like, actually, you'll probably get a better result from doing more resistance training than just cardio. And, you know, that actually came as news to her. So I know from all of this, and like I say, my members tell me about stuff like this, about conversations they've had with people and how they're like, I'm trying to persuade so-and-so to do weight training, trying to tell them how flipping amazing it is. So I know that we've still got work to do, right? I want to get as many women as possible picking up the weights and feeling the amazing benefits of doing so, because I know how damned important this is. So what we're going to do today, we're going to talk a little bit about weights versus cardio, because I think there are still some myths around this that we need to address. We're going to talk about why weights is so important, why strength training is so important. And then we're going to talk about the how, because that is the thing ultimately, isn't it? Like, I'm sure that there are some of you out there who are like, well, I know that I need to do it and I know that it's important and I've seen a lot of it around, but I don't really know how to do it and I haven't got the confidence to get started. I don't really know what I'm doing. So I think it's really, really, really important that we really do talk about that. So let's start with this whole weights versus cardio thing, because like I say, it definitely is the case that women in particular go towards the cardio. They go towards the cardio because it's going to burn fat, it's going to burn calories, and it is going to get them towards their goals. But weight training and strength training is actually probably going to get them closer. Now, it's important to know it is not one or the other. I am not going to sit here and tell you, forget about cardio, not important, just lift weights, because I would be telling you a lie. We've got to do a combination of the two. But for many of us, we do more cardio than we need to, and we don't do enough strength training and resistance training. And it's about really getting the balance right between the two things, depending on our personal goals and our personal circumstances. So, for example, if one of your goals is to do triathlons and to get quicker at doing triathlons, you're probably going to want to do more cardio because you need to get the miles on the legs. You need to train yourself in that particular sport. And therefore, cardio is going to be the bigger thing for you. However, you're still going to need to lift some weights because the weights is going to help you to be stronger for your sport. It's going to help you to reduce the chances of injury, for example. So even somebody who needs to do quite a lot of cardio is going to need to do some strength training as well. However, I'd say for the vast majority of women, for probably 80% of women that I work with, their goals are actually around weight loss, fat loss, around toning up, around feeling more body confident. And in that case, we want to be weighting it much more towards the resistance training than we do the cardio. Now, cardio is still important. We've still got to look after our cardiovascular health. And, you know, it's got many other benefits as well. But, you know, we do it for cardiovascular health more than anything. So we've still got to do that. But you don't need to do tons and tons and tons of it. A couple of short HIIT sessions a week and some walking is honestly enough. You don't need to be pounding the streets for hours on end, going out for hour-long runs. You just don't need to be doing that if you are not aiming towards a run, or if, you know, if you happen to just love running and you're like, it gives me headspace, I love to go out there and I love to do it, then great, go for it, do it. But like I say, for most women, it's not about that. So in that case, you've got to do more resistance training. Weight your routine, maybe 2/3 resistance, 1/3 cardio, for example, would definitely be where I would go, and roughly where I am, maybe 3/4, maybe I 3/4 resistance training, 1/4 cardio. And then I try and go out walking every day as well, even if it's just for a short walk. So I definitely do that for my cardio. So like I say, the weights versus cardio thing is, it's not one or the other, and it never will be one or the other. We've got to do a bit of both, but we've got to combine the two in the way that gets the balance right for us and for our personal goals. And like I say, for the majority of women that I work for, more resistance training, definitely. And I think the other part of this that I want to address is this whole kind of fat and calorie burning thing, because we do cardio because we're like, it's going to burn fat, it's going to burn calories, and that's going to help me to lose weight or maintain weight or whatever it is that we might want to do. But the truth is that actually to burn a pound worth of fat, for example, that's about 5 or 6 hours worth of running. Now, I haven't got time or patience or desire to spend 5 hours of every week running so I can lose a pound of body fat or I can maintain my weight or whatever. I haven't got the time to do that. And so I think it takes us a lot longer than we realize to actually burn calories doing that. However, when you build muscle, you're going to stoke your metabolism up all day long, because every extra pound of muscle that you have on your body burns an extra 50 calories per day. So let's say you pack on 2 or 3 pounds of muscle, that's an extra 700 to maybe 1,000 calories a week that you're potentially using. And that's going to up your metabolism all the time. And, you know, what do women come to me? They're like, oh my God, I've got into my 40s. My metabolism is not what it used to be. I can't eat what I used to. Well, if you want to stoke your metabolism up again, get on the weights. Go do the resistance training. It's the way to go. So it's definitely going to help you. So hopefully that's given you a bit of an outline as to weights versus cardio and the fact that it is a bit of both, but that we probably, a lot of us, need to change that balance slightly. Now, why resistance training? So there's so many reasons for this. I'm going to go through the most important ones. So first of all, we build muscle when we lift weights. And when we build muscle, we get more toned. Now, I just want to address this little myth, because it is a myth. You know, all those like things, back in the 90s and the noughties that were like, hey, do this exercise and create long sculpted muscles. You can't do that. Your body will build muscle in the way that your body builds muscle, depending on your body type, right? You can only build muscle or lose muscle. You can't actually tone up a muscle, right? Toning up a muscle is building muscle, is creating more muscle and then maybe burning a little bit of fat that lies on top of it, right? That's how you get toned up. So if you want to get toned up, you need to lift weights, okay? Because toning up doesn't really exist. We talk about, I talk about it because you know what I mean, but it doesn't really exist. It's about building muscle. So if you're sitting there going, yeah, but I just want to be more toned, resistance training is where it's at. It's also going to make you much stronger and more capable in day-to-day activities, particularly as you age. Now, this is something really interesting. Studies have found that our leg strength is a predictor of our cognitive aging, i.e. age-related changes to your brain. So stronger legs as you get older equals more healthy brain aging. Now, that blows my mind. Literally, it blows my mind that if we do resistance training, if we keep our legs strong, we actually will have healthier brains as we age. So it's not just about, can I lift up this shopping and carry this shopping? It's about so much more than that. Strength training can actually help us to stay younger for longer. And it is a real use it or lose it thing. People get old, not just because they're aging, but people get old because they start saying to themselves, oh, it hurts to do this, so I'm going to stop doing it. Or, oh, getting into my 40s and my 50s, so this stuff's going to start getting harder. I won't bother trying anymore. You know, and then eventually we're in one of those chairs that kind of, you know, lifts us out of it, tips us out of it. We don't want to get there, right? You want to be able to sit down and stand up without needing to be tipped out of your chair when you're in your 70s. And it really is like, I think that we have this perception that it's just inevitable that our bodies are going to start wearing out and getting old, but it's not. There are plenty of people out there that you see on flipping Instagram who are still absolutely nailing it. Yeah, their bodies are getting older. Maybe they're not quite as strong as they used to be when they were younger, but they're still doing amazing things. They're doing things that most 30-year-olds couldn't even dream of doing. And so if we don't continue to use our muscles and to develop our muscles, we will lose them. Because from the age of 35 onwards, we start to lose muscle. And you know what? You're not going to notice in the space of 5 or 10 years, 15, 20, 25 years, you're going to start to notice that if you are not doing something about it. So you've got to, if you want to have a long, healthy life, if you want to have a better quality of life, then you've got to do strength training. You just have to. More muscle also equals better management of blood sugar and helping the body to deal better with insulin. So, for example, when we do get into our 40s, we're more likely to become insulin resistant. This is men and women, by the way. And one of the ways that can show up is more weight carried around the tummy. And this is definitely something that I hear a lot of people talk about. They're like, oh, I'm starting to put this weight on around my tummy that I've never had. Now, this may be a sign that we're not managing our blood sugar so well. And strength training can help us to combat that. Obviously, some other lifestyle changes as well. But strength training has a really, really big role to play in that because it helps to improve our insulin sensitivity. And it helps us, our body, to store and utilize glucose much better. Because the more muscle we have, the more spaces we have to shunt that glucose when it comes into our bloodstream. So if you are finding that you're putting more weight on around your tummy or you're worried about that, strength training is going to help you to combat that. It's going to help you to manage your blood sugar better because when we're not managing it so well, that's when we start to put weight on around our middle. And that's not particularly healthy weight to have. Puts more pressure on our organs and everything as well. So definitely think about it in those terms as well. And of course, if we're building muscle, if we're doing strength and resistance training, we're also going to manage our weight better as we get older. Because again, as we become more insulin resistant, we can start to put weight on more easily as well. So it's definitely going to help with that. And it's going to help more, I would suggest, in that respect than cardio training, for example. So that's a biggie, a big, big, biggie. It's going to mean that you've got stronger bones. So again, as you get older, you're less likely to break your bones. And it feels bloody amazing. Do not underestimate how awesome it feels to lift heavy stuff. It feels really good. There is this sense of empowerment that you get, this sense of like internal, like, oh my God, I can do hard things. This is amazing. And I feel like every time I lift weights, I feel that. And I know that when I talk to my members, they're like, oh, I love it. When I've just lifted some heavy stuff, it feels so good. Even if it's hard at the time, it just feels so good. So there are so many reasons why you should lift weights, but those are some of the biggies. And, you know, it's very easy to go, oh, well, this is all about when I get older. What about now? Well, yeah, you know, sure. We need to build strong muscles so that we're more capable as we get older, so that we've got better quality of life, so we've got stronger bones, all of those things. But quite frankly, if we don't start doing it now, it's just going to get harder and harder and harder to do it. But also, even now, you know, it's going to help us to tone up. It's going to help us to be stronger in our day-to-day life. It's going to help us to manage our blood sugar better. Like, there's so many reasons to do it right now, as well as for when we age. So hopefully all of that has convinced you and you're sitting there going, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to do this. I want to start lifting weights, or, you know, maybe I've dabbled, but I would like to get more consistent with it. So how are we going to do this? Because that's the biggie, right? We've got to have the confidence in ourselves to be able to do it. So first of all, don't be scared. Don't be scared to do it. We all started as novices. Once upon a time, I had never lifted a weight in my life. And I went in the gym and I got some help with it. And I started lifting weights and I never looked back. So we all started as novices. So do not sit there thinking, well, I can't do it because I don't know how, because you'll never get started. Do not be scared to be a beginner. You're allowed to be a beginner in this thing. And in the members club, for example, a few years ago, I started to introduce a lot more of this. Like, I did a lot of stuff previously that was probably more HIIT-based, more, you know, high-intensity interval training. You know, number one, because it's a quick, easy thing to do without needing equipment. Number two, because I was doing a lot of it myself at that point. I was doing strength training as well, but I was doing a lot of it. But a few years ago, I was like, no, right, I really need to introduce much more weight training into the members club, into the online membership. And quite a few people said to me at the time, I remember them like, oh, I'm not sure about this. And then they started doing it and they loved it. And they all, you know, literally all of them turned around afterwards and they were like, you know what? I wasn't sure about this. I wasn't sure I was going to like it. But now I've started. Oh my God, this is amazing. And my body is changing in ways it's never changed before. And this is awesome. And they're still there. They're still there doing it and loving it. So don't be scared. You know, I promise that you, even if you're sitting there thinking, I don't know if this is for me, believe me when I tell you, you're going to love it. You are going to love it. So when you're actually getting into it, focus on technique first, okay? There's no good adding resistance, adding weights into the mix if your technique is not great. So this has got to be step number one. So this is something that I work on in the Lift Strong Foundations program inside the membership, for example. We make sure that we start with technique and then we build up the levels as we go. So you start with the most simple version of the exercise and you gradually progress into more complex versions of the exercise. So for example, with press-ups, in that particular program, we start with wall press-ups. Then we do kneeling elevated press-ups. So you kneel on the floor and you have your hands on a chair or a sofa. Then you go to a kneeling press-up. Then you go to a full press-up. And there are actually another couple of versions in between there as well that I use to help to build you up to doing a full press-up. But a lot of women will go, oh, I can't do press-ups. And so they don't even bother trying. But actually, if you start from the wall press-up and then you progress from there, you absolutely can do. And you can start to do full press-ups after a little while. But you've got to get the technique right first. You've got to focus on the technique. So you've got to have a good squat, a good lunge, a good press-up. All of those things are really, really, really important. So get some guidance with that first. Because you don't want to be 3 months down the line and having to relearn that when you're starting to lift weights and you realize that it feels awkward or you're not doing it with great technique or you're injuring yourself because you're not doing it with great technique. You don't want to get to that point. You want to focus on technique first. And to be honest, if you've never done resistance or strength training before and you do a weight-free squat lunge and press-up routine, for example, you're going to feel that. That in itself is going to be challenging. So start there. Also start very light. So again, when my members start resistance training with me, we use resistance bands and we use a pair of 3 kilogram dumbbells. That's all we use to start with, because you need to get used to the feeling of lifting a weight, of handling that while thinking about technique. And when you start off, you don't need a lot of weight at all. And I think that puts people off because they're like, oh, I don't know about lifting all these big weights. You don't have to, because for me, it's all about, like I say, the technique. It's all about getting you into a place where you feel like you are building the confidence in being able to do that. And you can just start light with that. You can absolutely start light. And then you build on it as you are ready to go. Okay. I would also say focus on one workout at a time, because if you start looking too far ahead, it might feel a bit scary. It might feel like a lot. So whatever you do, focus on one workout at a time. What am I doing today? What technique am I working on? What exercise am I working on? And just focus on that. Track your progress as well. So how much you've lifted, how many reps you've managed, because that could be a really motivating and satisfying way to measure your progress rather than just getting on a scale and weighing yourself, for example. And it is one of the things that a lot of my members really like about it is actually, I love it when I've gone out and I've bought a heavier weight, and actually they're posting the group sometimes like, oh, I just went out and I bought a 12K kettlebell and it feels amazing and I love it. And it was really hard, but I loved it. And so having that progress and gradually building up how much you're lifting can be really, really, really satisfying, really, really motivating. So make sure you track your progress and you know what you're doing. Also expect plateaus. When you first start, you're going to progress quite quickly. The first few weeks, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I'm doing more and more and more and more and more every single time. But there will come a point where you're going to plateau a little bit and where you're going to go, oh, I've been lifting these 3 kilograms for my shoulder presses for weeks. When is it ever going to get any easier? When am I ever going to go beyond that? And there's a couple of things. Number one, sometimes you just need to go up to the next weight, even when you don't quite feel ready for it, so that you can challenge yourself a little bit. So for example, let's say you're managing 3 sets of 12 shoulder press with 3 kilograms. And you're like, oh, it still feels really hard by the end of the set. Well, actually, one of the best ways to start to progress that is to go, right, well, I'm going to get some 4Ks and I'm going to start lifting those. And maybe you'll only manage 3 sets of 6 with the 4 kilograms. But that's okay, because then you can start to build from there. And actually, when it starts to feel easy, that is the time to invest in those heavier weights. Or when you are getting to a plateau, it's time to go, right, how do I challenge myself from here? How do I increase what I'm lifting from here? So plateaus are going to happen, and plateaus are fine, because you're not going to continue to progress in what you're lifting forever and ever and ever and ever. It's going to happen. But when you get there, or when it starts to feel easy, it's like, right, it's time to take a step up. And then you can start building what I call your weights wardrobe. So over time, because I think this is something else that puts people off. They're like, oh my God, if I do this at home, I'm going to need loads of equipment, have all these things. But actually, you just do it bit by bit by bit. You know, you can start with those 3 kilogram dumbbells. Then maybe a few weeks later, you buy yourself a small kettlebell. Then maybe another couple of months later, you'll buy some 5K dumbbells. And you gradually can add to your weights wardrobe so that you've got that stuff at home ready to use. And it doesn't mean that you won't still use the light weights, because I still use a 3 kilogram dumbbell sometimes. I use it for the odd exercise, or I use it to warm up, for example. So those things will still come in useful. They're not wasted. And what a lot of my members do actually is they go onto local Facebook marketplaces to buy things, because they know that they can buy things a bit cheaper, but they also know they can go and sell them. So if they do get to a point where they're like, actually, I'm not using that weight anymore, they can go and sell it again on Facebook marketplace. So you're not, you know, shelling out tons and tons of money on these things if you're doing it at home. So yeah, start building that weights wardrobe. And then last but not least, get some help. Get some help. If you're not sure, if you're not feeling very confident with it, if you need some guidance, then get that. Rather than sitting there going, oh no, I don't know what I'm doing. I should do it, but I don't know what I'm doing. Go out there and get yourself some help. Now, obviously, you can find that inside the Cheek Fit Members Club. like you say, Lift Strong Foundations is a brilliant, brilliant program in there, which I'll tell you a little bit more about in a minute. But as it's the end of membership month right now, I'm once again offering you your first 7 days for just £1. So you can get inside the club and you can see the amazing offering that we've got ready and waiting for you. But this is going to end on Easter Sunday, the 31st of March. Membership month ends on the 31st of March. If you are a novice lifter, you can get started with Lift Strong Foundations. So over that 6 weeks, you will go from a complete newbie to a confident lifter. Plus, you're going to see some amazing changes to both your body and your confidence as well, as we have talked about today. If you are a little bit more experienced, but you would really like to make strength training more consistent in your routine, then I've got some other amazing programs for you, like Mix and Match, where you can pair strength training with HIIT circuits, or the other Lift Strong programs, which are real favorites with the members. They love them. They go back to them time and time and time again. Not only that, but you're going to have all of the support that you need inside the private members community, along with my expertise to guide you through the process, to help get you motivated, to keep you accountable, and to answer any questions that you have at all. All you have to do is head over to chickfit.co.uk/members club and quote 7 for 1. So that's number 7, F-O-R, number 1 at the checkout. And I will look forward to seeing you on the inside. Right. If you've got any questions at all about resistance training, do reach out via my social media channels at Alex Chickfit. And I'm always more than happy to help and to put you in the right direction. But for now, I'm going to love you and leave you. I hope you'll really think about coming to join me inside the Members Club. Honestly, it is such a great place to make exercise and resistance training a really consistent part of your routine. And I will see you back here again next week. Thank you so much for joining me today, beautiful people. If you have loved listening in and want to make sure you don't miss out on future episodes, then simply subscribe or follow the podcast on your favourite podcast player right now. You can also come and join me on the socials at Alex Chickfit, and I'll see you again next time.